Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rod Craig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Valentine. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting fourth. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it and throws to third for the out. Roberts moves to second. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick fires to third and has Roberts trapped. There's the throw to Chappas who tags Roberts for the out. Craig moves to second. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to second with Valentine covering, to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires bunts towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Chappas moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chappas scores. Bosley moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Craig reaches second base with a double. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Squires steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Bosley moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bosley scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Craig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentine. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Craig. Foley reaches second base with a double. Morrison goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pachyorek strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Craig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister throws the ball into Morrison, who tags Craig, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Roberts scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.